Lord, we do thank you that we have your precious word, and Lord, as we continue to worship you, we ask that you will speak to our hearts, our lives, and Lord, help us to draw closer to you through your Holy Spirit, and may you receive all glory and honor. To you who sits on the mercy seat of heaven, we do give you praise and adoration and thankfulness for forgiveness of sin. And we praise you all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Galatians chapter 5. And we will begin in verse 16. Let us read through our passage of Scripture this morning. Verse 16 of Galatians chapter 5. So we're looking at walking in the Spirit. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So walking in the Spirit and what it entails. Now in this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul, inspired by God the Holy Spirit, first tells us that there are sins of the flesh, or if you walk in the flesh, your thoughts, your heart, your lifestyle will produce these fleshly fruits. Now, there's three categories of works of the flesh. And if you study them, these three categories, these sins, first of all, are sensual sins, or sexual sins. And also, the second group are religious sins. There are sins that we can commit that pertains to religion. And they're listed there. There's also a third group that are mentioned, and those are social sins, how we treat one another and how we treat others. So sensual sins, religious sins, and social sins, these are characterized as works of the flesh. Now, when we as God's people, when we try to live a life without relying on God the Holy Spirit, this is what we produce. Sensual sins, religious sins, and social sins. And as God's people, when we try to live this way, we are not producing fruit of the Holy Spirit. Or should I say this, the Holy Spirit cannot produce fruit through us. Okay? So, working in the flesh, works of the flesh. And what gets us, listen, I want you to notice a phrase that I may have pointed out to you before. I certainly have to point it out to myself every time in my daily Bible studies and studies, this verse, this phrase, gets me every time. Let me show it to you. And it is located in verse 21. I'll begin at the beginning of the verse. Envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries. This is the phrase. You know, I'm pretty good up to this point. I'm not a drunkard. All right? I don't hate people. Sometimes I can have an outburst of wrath. But I'm pretty good. But it's the phrase and the like. Ouch. You may not be a drunkard, but if you drink a beer and the like, you may not commit adultery, but if you look, you've done it in your heart, it's and the like. And so on and so on. Gets us. It's works of the flesh. And where do they come from? Right here. Again, I want to remind you, we don't want even our conscience to be our guide. We want our conscience to be guided by the Holy Spirit, because our conscience can justify and the like. You hear me? Our conscience can say and the like is okay, because I'm not actually doing it. Okay? And the like will get us. All right. Categories of works of the flesh. It's a lot like a story I heard about an old preacher that was cleaning out a closet and found a box. And in that box was $150 and 7 eggs. And he asked his wife, "What is this?" And his wife said, didn't want to tell him at first, and finally got it out of her. And she said, "Honey, every time you preached a bad sermon, I would just put an egg up." And he was starting to feel pretty, I mean, for years he's been preaching, and he said to himself, "Well, just 7 eggs? That's pretty good." But she kept on talking and said, "Every time I got a dozen eggs, I'd sell them for $1. Okay, that's funny. But listen, whenever we try to serve God or live for God, to live like Christ, and we're doing it in the flesh, all it is rotten eggs. You hear me? We must allow the Holy Spirit to guide us into all spiritual truth. And if we're serving and working and living in the flesh, our heart produces these works and the like. This is not an exhaustive list, and the like is what gets us. So, it is evident that the works of the flesh. Now, last Sunday I used 2 verses of Scripture. Today I have several verses of Scripture I want to point you to. Okay? First of all, speaking of walking in the flesh or living in the flesh or lifestyle being of the flesh and of the world, it is evident that they cannot save us. Look with me in chapter 2, verse 16. Chapter 2, verse 16 says this. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. "Knowing that a man is not justified or made right in the sight of God or made righteous in the sight of God, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. So a sin, a religious sin, would be to try to be justified by the works of the flesh instead of the works of the Holy Spirit in and through us. And it's by faith in Jesus Christ. So it is evident that the works of the flesh cannot save us. Everyone say, cannot save us. Absolutely can't. I didn't say that. God says it. If you get upset over it, talk it over with God. He said it. So if you say you can be righteous apart from faith in Jesus Christ, you're a liar. You're a liar. You can't do it. Secondly, it is evident they are all against and harms the temple. We are the temple of God. Look with me in chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So these works of the flesh will harm us. God the Holy Spirit will edify us. Okay? Thirdly, it is evident that they cannot fulfill the law. Look in chapter 5, verse 14. Verse 14 of chapter 5. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. So none of the works of the flesh can fulfill the law. It is evident that they cannot. Also, that it is evident the Holy Spirit of God never, ever, never exalts the works of the flesh. Never. Who does the Holy Spirit of God always exalt? Cooper Church, you ought to know. Jesus. Always Jesus. Always exalts Jesus. Look in chapter 6, beginning in verse 13. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. In other words, come join us. That way I will feel better with what I'm doing if I can get somebody else to do it with me. You see? Verse 14, but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. Jesus is who makes new creations, not the works of the flesh. They cannot do it. And the Holy Spirit of God always exalts Jesus and not the works of the flesh. It's a lot like what I just heard this morning. There was a man that had a three-legged pig. Miss Gwen Bassett told me this. And he was crossing the road and was about to be ran over, and that three-legged pig pushes him out of the road to keep him from getting run over. And someone said, "Wow, why is your pig three-legged?" And he just said, "Man, that's the smartest pig you ever met. He's my friend." Am I telling it right? Close. He goes in a swimming pool and begins to drown, and the three-legged pig jumps in the swimming pool and saves his life and pulls him out of the swimming pool. And everyone gathered around. He said, "Man, that's the smartest pig you've ever seen." And it goes on and on, this three-legged pig. And finally, someone pulls it out of him. "Why is the pig three-legged?" He said, "Man, that's the smartest pig I've ever met. I certainly can't eat them all at one time." Miss Gwen told me that one. Folks, the work of the flesh When you sow to the flesh and glorify what the flesh can do, it'll eat you up. And it certainly cannot give you everlasting life. No matter if you push people out of the road to keep them run over or jump in and save their life from drowning, no matter how good you are, without Jesus in you making you a new creation, being immersed in Jesus Christ and sealed by the Holy Spirit of God, you're lost. That's a religious sin. It's faith in Jesus. Now, walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, verse 16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, because when we are walking in the Spirit, I can tell you this by experience. When I'm relying on the Holy Spirit of God, sin makes me sick. When I'm walking in the Holy Spirit of God, when I do sin, I'm convicted like that. When I'm walking in the Holy Spirit of God, He says, that's right, that's wrong. But when I'm not, when I let Edgar do it, I can justify. I mean, I can say, that's okay. And just go on and go on. And then when I get with God, He says, son, you done it. And the Holy Spirit convicts me. When you're in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the works of the flesh or the lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit will fulfill the law of God. We read it. Let's read it again. Verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love God and love others. That's the law. All the commandments hang on those two. And if you fulfill the law, you're going to love your neighbor. Who's your neighbor? Jesus told a parable about who our neighbor is. Our neighbors, even the ones that are not like us, we may not even know much about them, but our neighbor is anyone we come across with. We love them. Ultimate love is to share Christ with them. So, if you want to hear from God, well done, thou good and faithful servant, walk in the Spirit. Live in the Spirit. If you practice and live in the flesh, you will not inherit eternal life. If you live, practice, and walk in the Spirit, which means your lifestyle, you will reap life everlasting. Walking in the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit are not produced by any law. Wouldn't it be great if we could just do this and do that and be okay and produce fruit? If we could just come up with some law. But verse 23 says this, the latter part. Against such there is no law. Why is that in there? Because the Holy Spirit of God is above the law. And what I mean by that is, the and the like. Remember? Who live like this and the like. The Holy Spirit of God tells us and the like without having it written down. Against us there's no law. Look in verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Why? Because the Holy Spirit of God leads us. And I promise you, If you are led by the Holy Spirit, filled by the Holy Spirit, you're walking in the Spirit, you will not break God's law. I promise you, you won't. But if you can break God's law without any conviction, you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're lost. Walking in the Spirit. Last. And there's no room for boasting on our part when we walk in the Spirit. Look in chapter 6, verse 14 again. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Who do we boast in? In Jesus. Why do we boast in Jesus? If the Holy Spirit is in you, who does He always exalt? Who does He always glorify? Not what you or I can do, but He always glorifies Jesus. So therefore, if the Spirit of God is in you, you're going to boast in what Jesus did on the cross. Because that has made a difference, a change, made you a new creation. That's what you'll boast in. Anything other than that is not the Spirit of God. Anything other than that, you cannot produce fruit that only the Holy Spirit can produce to start with. Is the Holy Spirit in you? Do you ask Him to guide you? Child of God, quit trying to do it in the flesh. If you're saved, stop. Ask God to lead you. Lost person, all you are is a three-legged pig. You need to be changed by the power of God. Let's pray. Lord, again, we thank You for Your precious word. Lord, we all, Lord, fall short. We all need Your help. May we be sensitive again about sin. May we be sensitive in such a way. We don't have to be told, but the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us what is sin and what is not sin. Even if the law of man makes it legal, may the Holy Spirit of God lead us to say it is sin and it's wrong. May we be such people again. May the church be the church again, led by Your Spirit. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand.